Do they have a base? At the Mishnah, right? Hold it down. Chem medivreisus, divreisem medivrei Torah. There's a severity by the rabbanans over the reisus. Now, the rabbanans actually doesn't literally mean the rabbanans here. It means things which are learned out, the gimel midos shatoni drashus poem and stuff like that. In other words, things which are derived by chazal from the Torah itself. For example, I mean, in film of world divrei Torah, if Zokin Mamre said there's no such thing as tefillin, pottery is exempt, because that's explicit in the Torah. That's not our raw. Chamesh tol tofos, if he as mamre on the Sanhedrin, he passes, now tefillin require five batim, lo sifo divrei Torah, from adding on to the mesorah of Chazal, or the drosha of Chazal, the drosha of tatfat, tat, it's two, and fat is two, or the Mesorah Alach Mosh Misina, I think is the way the Rambam says it is. Chayev, he's liable, because that's considered to be arguing their Harah. Ein Memisim also, they don't want to kill him, Lo Beitz and Shavir, not in the city, there's Beitz in the city. Lo Beitz and Shavir Avnim, Lo Beitz and Yavnim, El Amal also, Beitz and Agol, Shavir Shoyim, you take him to the great court in Jerusalem. Umsharim also, regularly you watch him till Yom Tif. Comes the Misim also, regularly you kill him on Yom Tif. Everybody should see and should hear, and they should be afraid. We do not delay his judgment. We kill immediately because in Shochem Mechom Mekomes, and we write and send all over the place. Yishplani Ben Yishplani is Chaim Misa. Basically, he was liable for death in court, obviously because he was a Zokid Mamre. Chevrai b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, the Chevra said name Rabbi Yochanan, doitim divrei sofim divrei Torah. The divrei sofim are precious to divrei Torah, meaning that they are beloved by each other, they have a reciprocal relationship. The chavivim divrei Torah, and they are beloved like divrei Torah. Chikech kiyen hatov. As it says, your palate is like good wine, and your palate is whatever Chazal say. Shem Bar Bava Shem Yehudim said, "Dodim Dibrei Soifim Li Dibrei Torah." They are lovers. The Chavim yes, but they're more precious than Dibrei Torah. It says, "Ki Dovim Dodecha Miyain." That your love, the love of Am Yisrael to Kadosh Baruch Hu, expressed by Dibrei Soifim, is greater than wine. Right, Bar Barakoyim Shem Reader and Pazi said, "Taydel Chosh Divrei Sofim Chavivim Divrei Torah." You should know that the Divrei Sofim are more chavivim than Divrei Torah. Sharei Rabbi Tarfon Ilo Kor Rabbi Tarfon, were not to have lain Shema at all, Kriya Shema, Loya Oiver El Basay would only transgress and not say. By Desha Avra Divrei Beisilo, but since he transgressed Beisilo said, you read as you find yourself. You don't have to lie down or sit up. And he did to be Mekayim Beishamai. He was machmir like Beishamai to lie down. So Nischai Misa, he was almost killed by a lion. While Shem Porei together Yishchein Anochash, somebody who breaks through the fence, he will be spitten by a snake. Now, obviously, it's not talking about the Rabbanan's mamish here. It's talking about things which are upon a darshan, but it's that idea. Tana Rabbi Shmuel said, "Divrei Torah yesh bahem iser v'yesh bahem heter." In Torah, we have things which are awesome and things which are mutter. Yesh bahem kulin, things which are more lenient. Yesh bahem chumen, things which are more severe. Avol divrei soifrim, but by the Rabbanans, kulin chamurim. Everything is severe. In other words, anything that transgresses is severe. Teda l'chashu, okay? You should know that by the Rabbanans everything is severe. The proof is our Mishnah. The Tiyan Tamam we learned over there. Oy Marin Tfilin. If you say that the Zokin Mamre says there's no Tfilin, Lavro Dibre Torah, which of course transgresses the Torah itself, Potter is exempt. Chamesh Tol Tefos, if he says that there are five Batim in the Tfilin, which is transgressing the Losif of Dibre Sofrim, Chayav, then he's liable. We're in the second to last line on page Nun Heim and Beis 110. Okay? You should be there. You're on that spot, right? Okay, the second to last line. Ar Mechina Beir Rabbad B'Shem Rabbi Tanchum. Mechina son of Rabbad said in name Rabbi Tanchum. Barachia, Chamurim Divrei Zkenim Divrei Nevi'im, the words of the elders, meaning the rabbis, are more severe than the words of the prophets. The Sefer says, it says about the prophets, Al Tatifu, do not, literally means drip, but here means do not infuse rebuke in Yatifun, those who will just drop the rebuke. In other words, cease prophesying. However, Sefer says about rabbinic law, you can never cease, you continue to drip out the wine and the intoxicating beverage to Klal Yisrael. I don't know, I looked at the psukim, I wasn't sure exactly how this fits into the psukim over there, this distinction between the prophecy and rabbinic ordinance, but somehow they figured it. Navi v'zakin mayin doyim, this is a very powerful Gemara analogy the Gemara gives here. Navi v'zakin, and a navi and a prophet and a rabbi, the mayin doyim, what are they like? The melech shal shnei palmentarim. It's like a king who sent two parliamentary representatives, shalom, of his, tapun v'vavav now, the Medina, into the hinterland district. One second. So he sent his two parliamentary representatives to the districts. Al echad mehem kasuv, on one of them he sent the following letter. Im eino mara chesim shalif, he doesn't show my signet or my signature. V'san mitorin shali, some other letter of authorization. Al taminu, don't believe it. Val achan, the other one he wrote. Kasuf, he wrote in his letter of introduction, even though he doesn't show you my signet, my letter of authorization, Taminu lo, believe him. Like Mamash almost sight unseen. Kach, so too, but Navi, see by Navi, it says, when do you believe in Navi? He's got to prove himself. He's got to give you either a sign or a wonder. Ava b'ram, however, hacha by the chacham apiat Torah sheirucha, based on the Torah which they teach you, regardless of where they prove it themselves. Obviously, the proof of the sage is in his sagacity itself, right? So therefore, he doesn't need any external proof. Okay, new issue. Hatorah amah arba totafo shel arba parshios. The Torah said, you make four totafos, four houses in the tefillin, each of which contains a separate scroll, right? Asolach hamesh totafos, if you made five totafos, even shel arba parshios, even of you put left one empty, you use only four scrolls, you're chayev, not you're liable as a zakin ma'amar. In other words, not if you made it, but if you paskin that that's what has to be made. It's interesting, the Pnei Moshe brings down that the halacha is that the batim have to see the what's supposed to be in the external two compartments must be on the outside, and therefore, if you have five, by definition, I don't know. I guess you can make it in the middle, but I guess somehow that impedes on the order. Just like those that be sitting on the inside, the others have to be in a specific order inside. The integrity of the tefillin is damaged no matter where you put one of the extra compartment, whether it be inside or outside. Okay? So that's why you're liable. Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Yochanan, here it says B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua. In the Shad there, so his gear says Akume Rabbi Yeshua. They said in front of Rabbi Yeshua, which makes a little bit more sense as the story will develop later on. So it's either Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Yochanan, name Rabbi Yeshua, or Rabbi Bon, Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rabbi Yeshua, but it definitely was a story which happened in the presence of Rabbi Yeshua, as you'll see momentarily. He said, Eino Chayiv is not liable at Shur B'Dovah Shikar M'Divei Torah until he passes on something of Zokin Mamri, right? The rebellious elder is only liable if he passes on something which originates in Torah or Perusha Divei Sovereign, but the interpretation is the rabbinic. Kigot, such as Hanavela. The Nevela, right, we know the Nevela, it says in the Torah, if you touch a dead carcass, it's Mir Matami. but it doesn't say in the Torah what the shear, what the amount is, and how much tuma it imparts to you, etc., etc. So all those are Torah rabbinic commentaries, so to speak. Of course, not rabbinic ordinance, but it's rabbinic interpretation of the Torah itself. Going to share it's the same thing by rodents. Should crime divrei Torah, they emanate from divrei Torah perushim nusarfim, but their interpretation is rabbinic. Rabbi Zira, said le'olam. Now the truth is, the Shaarat HaDinsof takes Rabbi Zira out of here. He cuts it out and pastes it later on, because it seems Rabbi Zira was not present by the previous conversation. Rather, he said this at another time, and we will be returning to the previous conversation between Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua momentarily. Nevertheless, be that as it may, he makes a lot of changes. I don't want him to change as much as he does, although I will use him later on. But Amrei Bezir, let's leave it here. Amrei Bezir says, the Olam Enechayev Achiyichbar, he's not liable until he denies V'yoyde and concedes, meaning that it's a partial denial, partial concession, B'dover Sheikorim B'divritar, something which is primarily derisive, Perusha Divritar, and its explanation is rabbinic, Kagon, such as we said just now, Nevelo, Kagon Cheret, such as this dead carcass, and the deep dead rodents, Sheikorim B'divritar, Perusha Medivritar, which are primarily from the Torah, but the commentary is the Rabbanan. Now, the next line is changed by the Shartu, so Zohar Rebbe Zera is still speaking. The way he changes it is, Fusha Yosef Bedigra, Vigra, he has to add and detract, Bedavish Shemosi, in that thing which he adds it. Adds. Vuhumegarea, I'm sorry, the way it reads like this, you don't even have it, I'm just waiting for this, my notes here. Vushi Yosef Yigra B'davashu Mosif V'umegarea. In other words, he has to add on and detract. By that thing which he's adding on, he's detracting, and then he says, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Tfilin. The only example we know of is that case of tefillin which we brought up before. In other words, by adding a fifth compartment, you're detracting. Because that fifth compartment is, of course, addition, which detracts, because it ruins the integrity of the houses of the tefillin. So it's interesting when he's saying, you must add, but that adding has to be a detraction in order for Zaki Mamri to be liable. If he just took something away, he said only three batim in the tefillin, right? The only three compartments, he took out of Parsha. So you don't need Kaddish Li Kol Bechor in the tefillin. That wouldn't be Zokin Mamri, according to Rebbe Zera. It would have to be an addition which detracts at the same time. Okay? Now, getting back to the storyline from before, Zachlin, next line. Zachlin apid Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua got upset. He says that he got annoyed. Because the way the Shartan Sol understands it is that they were talking about the halacha in front of Rabbi Yeshua without consulting Rabbi Yeshua. Now, the way it was before, so they quoted him. Even though he was sitting right there, they didn't ask him what he said. The way the Rabbi Shartan Sol changed it, they were talking in front of him but not consulting him. So he got upset. Now, most of them say he got upset at Rabbi Yechanan, but I don't understand that. Seems like Rabbi Ba was saying over the name Rabbi Yechanan. Maybe Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yochanan were talking to each other, so it seems to me they should actually have gotten upset at Rabbi Bo, not at Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, he said, Amalei, so he said, so the Shartan Sol so changes the Girsa, and I like his Girsa better. The way he explains it is, Tzorich loch, shtok loch. If you need me, shut up and listen to what I have to say. Lo tzarech lach, if you don't mean me, in other words, I'm not necessary to you, hafli galach, go away, leave. In other words, it's a chutzpah for you to either quote me or talk in front of me and not consult me. If you don't want, if you want to consult me and be quiet. If you don't want to consult me, just leave. Okay? Now, tlasa sheshnin, other olo kama rabbe, lo tzarech lach. For 13 years, again, it's either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Ba. In order not to be pogged, damaged to cover Rabbi Yeshua, they used to go into Rabbi Yeshua as kind of a kapara. Even though they don't need him anymore, they didn't need to hear shir by him, they already accomplished scholars, whoever it was. Nevertheless, since Rabbi Yeshua had been hurt, they continued to go visit him for 13 years. Okay? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shemar Zia said, Ilu lo dayo el shoy makabo bne rabo. He said about either Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Yochanan, wherever it was, Rabbi Shmuel said, name Rabbi Zira, this comment, were it only that he went to be makabo his Rebbe, that would be sufficient, despite the fact that he weren't learning anything from him. Shekol ha-makabel p'nei rabo, anybody who greets his Rebbe, kil makabel p'nei shechinah, as if he's greeting the divine presence. Okay? Heis Rabbi Brechio asked, Vot Nina, didn't we learn Gufa Shabaheres? The size of a baharis is kegris hakilki, is like the kilki legume, meruba, and it's square. So, now, I don't know why I picked this case, but it must be that this is a case which was assumed to be a case of Zokid Mamre. I don't know exactly why. So, Rabbi Avmori, Avmori said, Mandomar Hochein. He said, no, that's not a case of Zokin Mamre. And here the Shaita Yisrael adds on as well. He adds on, Moisli Fe'eno Gorea. That's adding on. And if you add on to that, you're not detracting. In other words, if a Zokin Mamre comes and says, you know what, Rabbi Yisai, you need to have a larger shear in order to become a Mitzvah. This is not big enough shear. So he's Moisli, but he's not Megarea through that. In other words, he's not detracting. And Manda Marochein Megareva Veino Mosif. This is, and vice versa. If you diminish the shear and say you're more machmir, you say you need a smaller shear only to become Mitzorah, so that you're Megareva, you're detracting, not adding on. In other words, it's not the same thing as Tefillin, whereby adding on, you're detracting. Here, either you're detracting or you're adding. In other words, you're being too machmir or too mekel. But it's not that you're being machmir, which brings about a kula. Now, I don't know exactly why. That's the truth. You know, the truth is that you are, if you add on to the shear of Taras, then actually what you're saying is that this guy who should be Tome is not really Tome, right? But could be Taras is different because Taras, I'm just thinking out loud, could be Taras is different because Taras requires the coin to announce it. So therefore, anyway, he's not doing anything Lamaisa, right? In other words, it's not that Torah holds he's really Tummy and he's not. He's not Tummy anyway until the coin decides it. So therefore, since he's not being mostly formed by his adding on to the shear, he's not being Garea, because anyway, a Kohen has not determined that this person should be come to me. I don't know. It's very unclear. There's obviously something wrong with the Girsa here, something missing in the dialogue, which didn't make it into the Gemara. So I don't even know. The Shari Teres Yisrael assumes that the dialogue was, is this not a Zokin Mamre? And the answer is no, it's not a Zokin Mamre. It's entirely possible that he asked, is this a case of Zokin Mamre? And Rabbi Mori said, Hochein, yeah, this is a case of Zokin Mamre, right? One could learn the Gemara that way, that in fact this is a case of Zokin Mamre. Zimrei Baruch at the bottom, rather. The bottom of the Gemara doesn't like that he also seems, however, to learn that Shaita Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure that it's also something about it's also a Maisi Feinu Megarea. I think that his problem is that, I think also the problem here is Shir, the issue of Meruba, the fact that he said Dafka square. Anyway, the whole thing is a little bit fishy. Be that as it may, the next case is much more straightforward. Heisere Bobar Memel, Vatani Shtepar Shishim Mezuzah. What about the case where it says there's supposed to be two parshas in Mezuzah and he said three parshas? What about that? Is that Zokin Mamre? Says Marmalay, yes, that's Zokin Mamre. He'd feel it in Mezuzah. That's a similar case. As if you say, besides Shema and Vayoyim Shema, a guy comes and chaps in, that is, you need to say Vayoyimer. You have to have the third parsha Shema in the Mezuzah. We have two parshas. So that's Taka, he deitel Sofa, he's Megarea. By adding on, he's destroying the integrity of the mitzvah of Mezuzah. So that would be a case where it would talk to be about this. Hey, see, Rabbi, I'm going to turn the page. Hey, see, Rabbi, I'm going to ask, well, Tanya, did we learn B'tzitzis? Arba etzbo shel arba chutin. This is a very interesting case. In this, it has to have four etzbos, four fingers past the knot, right? The knot. The knot of tefillin, past the knot, you have to have four etzbos. We have much more usually, but four etzbos would be like this, right? So it says, arba etzbos shel arba chutin. Four etzbos on the four chutin. Ason shosh etzbos shel arba chutin. What if you made only three etzbos? There, they're assuming that the length would remain the same. Just that it'd be adding on to the size of the knotted area and detracting from the size of the freestanding area. So therefore, they're asking, is this case of Mosif Megarea, right? Because here, or Megarea, that you're adding on to the area of the knotted zone, and this way diminishing the size of the freestanding zone. So says the Mara, Amalei Goravelosi, he said no, that's not adding on. In other words, you're not adding, your Megarea not being Mosif, there's no flip side, because you're assuming that this is all one unit, like one integral unit of the strings up and down. That's not the case. So therefore, he said, that's not a good case of Zokim Mami. Hey, Sir Rabbi Chagai Kum Rabbi Yosef, Chagai Kum Rabbi Yosef, Vatani Shlish L'Ruvicho Shlish Chalosh Shlish R'Kikim. It goes like this. You have, by a toido, carbon toido, you bring 40 loaves, 10 of chormet, and 10 each of three types of matzah. Plain matzah, deep dish matzah, and the pancake matzah, fried matzah, okay? So the halacha is that you divide up the oil evenly among all the chametz, and among the chametz and all the matzah. And of the oil which goes to the matzah, you put a third of the canister on each of the three sets of loaves, right? Each, by the way, they're 10 loaves of each, right? So name, and so it says, Otan Shlisha Vicha, Shlisha Chalo, Shlisha Kikim. Shilshan, what if you divide them up? Shilshan here means divide them, not divide, distribute necessarily in thirds. But Shilshan, and instead of doing it properly, Shlisha Vicha, Shlisha Chalo, Shlisha Kikim, you did it some other way, okay? Is that Gora Moisif? In other words, you detract it from one and add on the other. Or add it one, detract from the other. Is that a case of Zokin Mamre? Would that be a case? So he says an interesting thing. No. He says, though Tosefis and Giron, the added amount and the detracted thing, have to be in the same thing. By tefillin, it's in the same tefillin that you added and by that detracted. By mezuzah, you add and by that detract it. By tzitzis, we wanted to say originally that in the tzitzis, you're detracting and adding, or adding, detracting, the same idea, it seems. But here, you're detracting in one type's oil, adding onto the other type's oil. That's not zokin mamre. Zokin mamre is only when the thing that you're detracting, by that you're adding. Or the thing they're adding, by that you're detracting, not when you're redistributing across the board. Okay, I did not have time today. I don't think any of the discussions in the Bavli, but I really don't remember the end of some legend that well. Oops. V'novia Sheker. V'novia Sheker. Novia Sheker is liable to chenek, right, to death by strangulation. V'amistayim ha'shalosh shoma, somebody who gives a prophecy that he did not hear, umashlo namarlo, or that was not said to him, but to another Novi. But somebody who restrains his prophecy, and somebody who does not pay heed to what a Novi commanded, a Novi who transgresses his own admonition, God takes care of him. Shemra says, Anochi, I, Edroshim Yilmo, will demand of him. Says the Gemara, I'm Yisrael B'mach Shalom Shoma, some of you tell prophecies, that which you did not hear, Ketzitkiel Ben Knana. Now, you really, in order to go to the next sugya, you have to really know Tanakh pretty well, and I don't know Tanakh that well, but I'll tell you what I saw briefly today, and what I remember. Ketzitkiel Ben Knana was it seems as a false prophet. And he actually was, although we're going to speak about this in more detail, he prophesied to Achav that Achav will go out to war and he'll be successful. He took horns and he said, with these horns you'll go out and you'll gore Aram and you'll put them to, you'll be successful in war. It was a lie. Michiel was one of the prophets that prophesied that Achav would die in the war, and he did. Okay? Mashalona Marlo is Hananiah ben Azur. Hananiah ben Azur was an interesting fellow. When Yirmiyahu said that Gos Bavel is coming, he got up, he gave a prophecy, he said, yes, could be Gos Bavel is coming, but it'll be over in 2 years. Nothing to worry about. It's going to be only 2 years in duration. Okay? Says Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar. Let's start with Hananiah ben Azur. Hananiah ben Azur Navi Emissary. He was a real prophet. He was a bona fide, real McCoy. Elo shoyelo kiboses, but he had anguish. Kiboses, anguish or anxiety. So when he heard that there's going to be this big ghost, he decided he has to look for some nechama for it. He has to find some etza for it. So he said, he heard what Yirmiyahu prophesying doom and gloom. You know, Yirmiyahu was the prophet of doom and gloom in the upper marketplace. But he will go down and prophesy more optimistic prophecies, but shukatachta in the lower marketplace. Amar Chananiah ben Azur. Chananiah ben Azur, he was a numerologist. He said, "Kol sama de milsa lo doi, the entire secret of the matter, or the entire treasure of the matter. Is it not like this? Ella, based on Mufim Ulos the Bava Shimshan of Kodeshim. Yirmiyahu had said, after 70 years are over, I'm going to revisit you and I'm going to redeem you. That even Yirmiyahu had said, Gos Bavel was only going to be 70 years. But he made a cheshman like this. The persecution of the Jews would begin from his analysis from the time of Menashe's reign. Now, Menashe's reign began with the period of evil kings, and also the time when they were in the constant threat of war. So therefore, that's the time when the peril began. He reckoned Gos Bavel starting from then. Now, he was not, he was kind of strange, because he says, there are 55 years of Menashe, right? 20 years was grace period. Because for the first 20 years of a person's life, he doesn't get punished in the hands of heaven. Now, the flaw in this is that Menashe, as the name Moshe points out, Menashe was 12 years old when he took over as king. He wasn't a zero going to 20. So therefore, if anything, even according to Tzidkiyah Hananiah ben Azur, the cheshbon should start not from Menashe's year 20, but from Menashe's year 8. Right? So then Mar Panim says an amazing thing. He says, look, the Gemara doesn't have to answer this Hananiah ben Azur's cheshbon and be miyashivit. It was wrong anyway. Where we have to have miyashivit, so then we'd have to come up with some sort of answer. Well, how do you come off of this 20-year business? But the Maisa would be interesting. So it would mean that the king's first 20 years of a reign, you know, Kamelech, I guess it would be like a Kotech Shnoilat, and the first 20 years he's not judged as harshly. I guess that's what Hananiah held. Okay, be that as it may, continuing on. So he said, Amon, then you have 2 years Amon was king, and 31 years which Yoshio was king. And then in the fifth year, although it says in our Tanakh, it says the fourth year, but it's the same idea. So you have 35 and 31 is 64, right? 35 and 31 is 66. And 2 years of Amon is 68, right? And that's when the Golus HaChoresh Vamazgir was the first Golus of the The first galus, oh, that was time. Yeah, the first galus of the first time they were taking the Bavel, right? There were two stages in the galus. So it was one earlier, one later. So they're apart by 11 years, I think.
Was
it Yechonia?
Yoshio was
Beitar. What?
Where's Yoshio killed?
No. Yoshio was killed somewhere in Megiddo, I think.
Okay,
yeah, but I'm not sure how Tzidkiel. I think Tzidkiel was king, and then he was out, and then he was king again. Like he was, because Yoyakim, and Tzidkiel were all brothers or something like that. Anyway, I think it's going on the first goes Hachorish Vamazgir here. I'm pretty sure about that, because Yirmiyahu was Menabe on the Kalim, the Beis HaMikdash, that they would be taken into Golus. So in that he said, don't worry. He said, the Chanai said, don't worry. He said, but Amayelai Chanai Bezor, Novi Hashem Givon, Chanai Bezor, the prophet who was from Givon, Beis Hashem, said in the house of God, Lenei Akonim, in front of the eyes of the Kohanim, Choham, and all nation, Lemor, to say the following, Kohamar Hashem, Elokei Tzvokos, okay, so this is Hanani ben Azur speaking. Lemor is saying, Shabbati Yisrael Melech Bavel. Don't worry, I broke the yoke of the king of Bavel. Boch Nasayim Yomim, in 2 years after the Golus HaChorosh Vamazgir, after these Kalim were taken into Golus, so then I'll bring him back in 2 years. Animation Vel HaMokom HaZeh Kokle Beis HaShem Shol Kach Buchanetz HaMelech Bavel. Meaning, is also going to return to this house, to this place, all the kalim of the house of God, which the Buchanetz, king of Bavel, took from the city, Vayivien Bavel, and brought him to Bavel. Amalo Yirmiyahu said, Ato Omer, Ba'och Nasayim Yomim, Anime Shiva Goymer. You say that in 2 years, the Buchanetz is going to, all that stuff is going to be brought back? Interesting. I say, shortly thereafter, though not in 2 years, should the Vuchanetz above and Noitel Sashar. The Vuchanetz is going to come and take everything else, meaning the goals will be a final goals, and that's when the 70 years start, right? But Bela, they're going to be brought to Babel, show me you there, they're going to remain for 70 years, okay? On Marlo, remember, Achashverosh's mistake was he thought the 70 years start from the time of the goal of Sahorosh from Mazgir, which is 11 years earlier. So actually, the goals, Yirmiyahu said, not only is there goals now of the Kalim, but another 11 years is going to be the real goals, and then the 70 years are going to start. Okay? So Amar Lo, so Hanani ben Azur doubled there to Yirmiyahu. He said, Tein Tzivon L'Gerecho, give a sign that you're right. Amar Lo, so Yirmiyahu said, Fakeret, exact opposite. Anim is Nabe L'Ra'o. I'm giving a negative nevuah. Ve'ini yochel etein simul nevuah. I can't give a simul. Shakosh baruch omer lavi ro mistachem. Sometimes Hashem says he's going to do something bad, and then he's going to change it. Okay. Four of them all on the plane. They're not taking off anyway. They're not playing off anyway at the moment, it looks like. Okay, so he says, Atu shatach, so therefore, I'm just prophesying the Rav, and you only did some of the I can't give a simish. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Melo Avi Rav, Mr. Chaim, he tends to bring something bad, and then he can change his mind with Christ with those two. Atom is not able to tell you. You're saying good prophecy. Atu, Shatu Tzorach Li, Din Simon Baruch Hu, you're the one who has to bring the simon. Or Melo Lav, he said, Chanani Bezor, he said,
Hashem will not change his mind on a good thing.
Right, Hashem never changed his mind on a good thing, right. That's the way it works. It's a prophecy which comes out of L'toiva can't be overturned. Armelot, so he said, Lav, Chanani Bezor was Adam, he said, Atshu Sha'atzorach Litin Sinavrach, you gotta give the simon. Armelot, so he said, in Kenny, if that's the case, I mean, Nice and Nice, Moifes Bosa Ish. I will give a sign and a wonder in that person himself, in Chanania. Hashana Yihu Meis, that this year you're gonna die. Kisar Dibar Al Hashem, because you spoke improperly about Akosh Baruch Hu. Vavale came, and that's Taka what happened. Vayomas Chanania Novi Bashana Hiba Chodesh Hashvi. Hanania died that year in the 7th month. Now, the 7th month is Akasha. Shana Cheresoy Sova Tamar Achein. The 7th month is Tishrei. So it means he died after Rosh Hashanah. How can you say he died that year? Elo Malami teaches us Shemes Erev Rosh Hashanah. He died on Erev Rosh Hashanah, but he wanted to spite Yirmiyahu, right? Vetziva as one of his bnei beis, so he commanded his children and the members of his household, lastiras hadavar, to hide the matter. Shiotziu achal Rosh Hashanah. They should only take him out after Rosh Hashanah, b'shul asos nevasa Yirmiyahu sheker, in order to make Yirmiyahu's prophecy into a false prophecy. Okay? Vakovish al nevasa. somebody who suppresses his nevuah is chay misa b'dei shemayim, is liable to death in the hands of heaven. Who was that? Yoina ben Amitai. Yoina. Yoina wants to suppress his nevuah to Tarshish, right? Not Tarshish, to Nineveh. Amar Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, right? Yoina ben... Okay. Elam, he was a true prophet. You find go to Ninve, the great city, and call out to it. You also wrote some of the evil came before me. Oh my Yoina, why didn't Yoina go? He said, even though he received true prophecy, he said, I know the goyim are close to doing tshuva. There is true goyim are much less recalcitrant than Jews, right? So there are many Olechum Isnabi Aleim. If I go and prophesy to them, they Muslim Chuva and they do Chuva, because Bochu Bo, Pareb, Misran, Shayso, God will use that to turn against the Jews, right? Which I do leave Rach, I must flee. He fled Milifne Hashem, Vahirid Yafo, he went down to Yafo. Vahim Tzani Oba, Tarshish, he found the ship boat going down Tarshish. Vahitin Tzchor, he paid for it, Vahirid, but he went down in it. And Lamaisa, Yoina was Chayav Misa for that. Because he was Kovesh Divrei Kovesh Nevuaso. But he was doing it L'Shem Shamayim. So the whole point of this is an Avera Lishma. So when it says in the VM, it's of course he knew he was a true prophet. What it means is that he did what he did for the sake of heaven. Okay? Hamavat Divinovi, Nun Zayin Renov. Somebody who foregoes the words of a prophet. Now there's something missing here, and you have to make it up from the Tosefta, which the Pnei Moshe brings down in the first Pnei Moshe here. So the Vata Divrei Novi is like the friend of Micha. The friend of Micha, it says that one of the Vim said to his friend, and the name of God, smite me, draw blood for him. And his friend refused to do it, and he was killed. Okay? And we're going to speak about that later on. And then we have a Novi who transgresses his own words. And that's like Ido Achoyza. Ido Achoyza, Hashem told him, go up, prophesy in the northern kingdom, don't eat anything, come right back to the southern kingdom. And he didn't listen. He was told, he went and ate in the house of a false prophet. Okay? As we'll see later on. Okay? It's interesting. They didn't care that much about the Ashkochos in the old day. I don't know. But in any event, like Ido Achoyza. I'm not sure Yitzchak. What? I think it's that. Alright, so Zamatia claimed Beitzel. Who was the Novi Sheker, who the false prophet who got Edo to come and eat, even though Hashem told him not to? So some say it was Zamatia claimed Beitzel. Rabbi Yosir said, no. Pitpute Beitzim Hayusham. Pitpute Beitzim means, actually, one could interpret it as a type of food which they were serving, type of eggs, but that's not what the Mepharshim say. They say Pitpute is like with the similar with tesis, which means a lot of talk. Beitzim is like potzim, which means an extreme amount of talk. In other words, there was a lot of persuasion which went on. Whoever got Edo to come back used a lot of persuasion, and of course he pretended that he actually got a prophecy to counteract Edo's prophecy. Anyway, Vezezeh, who was that false prophet who persuaded Edo to come eat? Zeyonason ben Gershom ben Menashe. It was Yonason, the son of Gershom, the son of Menashe. Right? Now, ben Menashe, we know, is not actually Menashe, but Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson, whose name was Yonason. At Motse, you find this little guy that is also in the Bavli. David found him serving Avodah Zarah. Now, he was serving Avodah Zarah. He was the Kohen for Pesel Micha. And for Micha's idol, which was then taken by Shevet Dan up north, he was their Kohen, right? So David found him up there in Dan. Amalus, he said, Atah ben Menashe also tzaddik. You're the grandson of that tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was obviously a very old man at this time. He was like hundreds of years old. And you're an idolater. Amalus just said, what can I do? Mesoris b'yodim yavi abba. I have a tradition from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Mechor atzimuchol avodah zarah. Better to sell yourself to avodah zarah. V'atitztarech labrios. And do not rely on charity. So I have to make a parnasa. That's why I'm so worshiping Avodah Zarah. Why else would one worship Avodah Zarah? Amalus said, "Chas v'shalom lo amar l'chokei." Moshe Rabbeinu would never have told you that. It means, "Amuchorat v'chol avodah shizara lach." sell yourself to work which is foreign to you, rather than require charity. But not that you should sell yourself to Avodah Zarah.
Came to David Shemamun Chavilov, since David saw that he liked money. Mino, he appointed him komisterivion, which is like a commissioner or a commissar of Beis Hamikdash. He was in charge of the Beis Hamikdash. Who deceived? It's that which is, and he's the one in whom it says, Ushvua ben Gershom ben Menashe Nogi Atzaros. He was in charge of the treasures. Why is it called Shushvua? Shushav Lakel Bekol Kolcho. He returned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all his might. Nogid al HaTzoros, he was in charge of the treasures. Sheminu kumustarivin, kumustvarin, al HaTzoros, they made the commissioner on the treasures. Chevrai bunkar b'shmuel ban Nachman. The Chevrai asked for Yeshua Nachman. Koymer l'avod Azorah. He was an idolatrous priest, right? Verich yomim, he lived for hundreds of years. How could this be? Amalansi said, yeah, al shoysa eino tzorah b'avod Azorah shlo. He loved money, but he was a skinflint when it came to his Avodah Zarah. My saw Eno Tzara Bavodah Shlo. How is he skinflint about his Avodah Zarah? Havar Banash Maisley Tori Mar. A person would bring him for the Avodah Zarah, a bird, or a sheep, or a gedi, or a goat to the Avodah Zarah. Varmalane would say, the worshiper would say to Yonason, Paisiolai, appease the Avodah Zarah for me. Vua Marlene Yonis would say, Lama, why? Chimamo Ilolach, what good does it do to give him such a fancy meal? Ain't Ocheles, Vain Oshoisa. This is word doesn't eat, doesn't drink. Lomativa doesn't do good. Vlomria doesn't do bad. No. Vua Marlene. So the worshiper would say, really? Veich Navid. So what should I do? So he said, Vua Marlene Yonis would say, now I don't know how they had this conversation, obviously. Went on in some way which is more intelligible to more made more sense because this is kind of weird. But he would say, "Don't do, you don't have to do so much. Just go get a measure of flour, vesser bein ilove, and 10 eggs. We'll make a fine omelet, right? And that'll be enough. Don't spend all the money on the animals. Just bring some omelet, and I'll appease him." Came to Avulazolei, so he used to bring it there, put it down. Once the worshiper would go away, Havachlo, that was Yonason's breakfast. So obviously, you know, he made fun of the Avodah Zarah and dissuaded people from serving it. That was a schus for him. One time, Asel Chat Bar Pachin, one time one sharp fellow came. I forget what Bar Pachin means literally. No, on the contrary. One empty person came. Armalei Kenny said, went through the whole business. Armalei, so he said, he made him, if it doesn't do any good, why are you serving here? Why are you even doing the omelet? Armalei said, because I got to make a living. Okay, the same idea. Misivin, Rabbi Shmuel Nachman, the Ezra Shmuel Nachman. And I was told to watch this person very well, and he slipped out of my hands, and I didn't keep my bargain, and then the guy who told me to watch him came and beat me up. So the king said, he was right, he should beat you up, you deserve it. So then it says, at that point, the Navi took off his disguise, and the king was Achav, so was him, and he said, you know, he knew it was a Navi. And he said, because Ben-Hadad had actually been the king of Aram, had been in Achav's hands, and Achav let him go. So he said, I gave you Achav. I gave you Ben-Hadad. I expect you to kill him. If you didn't kill him, now, says Hashem, you're going to get your comeuppance, you're going to die. And that's what happened next. Okay? So it says, took the actual of his eyes, and he says, come Hashem! Yanish Shlachlas Yishul Chamit, since you sent away the person I put into your net, miyad immediately voice, miyad from your hands, voice a nafshcha tachas nafshcha your soul be instead of his soul, amcha tachas ambo, and your nation under instead of his nation, which Gemara is going to pick up on later on. Now later on, when they actually went to war, so Achav's false prophets are telling them, don't worry, you'll come back, you'll be successful. So a true prophet, I don't think it was a Michiel, I think it was another one, but I don't recall, went and he said, Vayomer, said, Kol Hashem, and it says, again, Vayomer, the Pnei Moshe brings down the language of the Pasuk. It says Vayomer twice in the Pasuk. Loma vayom Rabbi Yom Shtei Poyim, let's say twice. El Bamir Rishoyno, Amar Lo, in the first statement he said, I told you already previously, in which he was alluding to the two statements which are bringing Achav's doom. A, Achav was told that Ben Hadad's coming and do something to kill him. And do not have mercy upon him. V'amir, understand the second statement, Omar, Yana Shishlachlis Ish Charmiva Goymer. Since you sent away the person who I put into my net, Kama Mitsudos V'charamim, how many nets and traps I made for him, Asis V'lech beside the town Siodecha. V'shilachto, and you sent him V'alach V'sholom, he went to peace. V'chol therefore V'aysa Nafshilcho Atachas Nafsho V'amcho Atachas Amo, you're in the soul instead of him, and you're in the nation instead of him. Now the problem is like this, Gemara asks. By the way, all this is not relevant anymore. This is off on a tangent. What we all are trying to bring down is that Michio's friend died because the Navi told him what to do and he didn't listen to the Navi. Okay? Amotzi Bishar, even though it was against the Vitar, because he was supposed to hit him and draw blood, nevertheless it was supposed to listen to the Navi Arashah for even if it's something against the Torah itself. Okay? Now the question is, it says that the nation is going to be annihilated. Yet at Moitz B'Shoah Sheyotzu Mir Yisrael Mechama, you find when they went out to war, Lo Meitz B'Kulom El Achav Melech Yisrael B'Vat. The only one who died was Achav himself, right? So how come? So what's going on? For though the Chsiv, as it says, that says Vish Moshe B'Keshes Lutumo, one of the members of the Syrian army just drew on his bow innocently, so to speak. He smote the king between various pieces of his armor. He said to his rider, turn around and take me out of the camp because I have become wounded. So where is the nation instead of nation? Rabbi Yechon, Moshem, Rishim, Rechai said an amazing thing. He said, this sounds Ramish like Christianity. Maybe they got it from here. He said, that drop of blood which came out of the Navi who was smitten by his friend in order to set up the whole stage of the Nevuah, Kipra called Kol Yisrael's Machapron of Am Yisrael. It's an amazing Gemara. Okay.
From the Matzah, okay.
Halachaba. Somebody who was prophesied the name of Abadazar. One man, he says, Kachamra Abadazar, this is what that Abadazar said. Afilu kivin es halacha. Even if he said the right halacha, you know, Yoshka said to keep clap kosher, right? Lutame is a tome, ultar is a tar. Say that which is tome is tome, that which is tar is tar. He also gets, kind of gets strangled. Al eshesish, also by an eshesish, came in shiduch salushus abau. Once she enters the domain of the husband, mina nisuin, as a result of nisuin, even though she hasn't yet had relations with him, so at that point you could go from the punishment of skila to the punishment of chelik. Zoe bas koin bola, the aid of Zoe plot against the daughter of a kohen and against the person who had relations with her, they also get chenik, even though the bas kohen herself would get sreifa, they get chenik. We know that all Eim Zayim get the same death that they would plot for this person, except for those who plot against Dora of a Kohen and she, he who has relations up with her, that they get the death of Chenek, which the Boel gets, not the death of Sreifa, which the girl gets. All people testify falsely, including prophets. Eidim, Neviim are considered to be forms of Eidim. They're like testifying to what they heard from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So don't include Lo Sana Breyachol Yitzchoker, which is a lot, but it's not a Chiv Misa. Do not bear false witness against your friend. You also be doing another Sheker. Well, it is singled out. That's his hasorah. That's his warning. But he's singled out. Bein ba'os, bein mofis, bein marav azora, bein b'shar kol mitzvos. And he's singled out whether he gives a sign or wonder, and he's lying, and the, or if he says the name of avodah zarah or something, or it was something about avodah zarah, something about all of the mitzvos. He's put to death by strangulation. There is a difference, however, in his distortion. El shah avodah zarah. It says, if he says something, or he tries to change any of the mitzvahs, he's put to death. There's a difference, however, in what he says. By avodah zarah, If he had in mind to uproot the entire issue of Avodah Zarah from the Torah. Or he didn't have in mind to uproot the entire thing. Divir Rabbi Shimon, according to Shimon, should be everybody changed gears. Chaykin or so. We strangle him. Divir Achamim, according to Achamim, soiklin or so. We stone him. Because since his prophecy concerned Avodah Zarah, he gets the penalty of Avodah Zarah. Not the penalty of Stama Novi Sheker, but the penalty of Avodah Zarah Skila. I was Sharkol mitzvos, but by other mitzvos, so there's a lot missing here. The Karmelites puts in Boker Kol Guf. He wants to uproot the entire mitzvah. Then Divrei Chachamim Sokli Moso. According to Chachamim, you stone him. But Divrei Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, it should be Chonkin Oso. We strangle him. So here it seems Chachamim hold that the even other mitzvahs is skila. A Navi Sheker only gets Chenek if it doesn't concern mitzvahs. If a Navi Sheker wants to uproot an entire mitzvah Torah, and even not about the Zohar, he gets skila. Okay? And Chachar, Rabbi Shimon holds again Chenek. Okay? Now, again, the carbonator throws in. Avo Bo'eker mixas the Shar mitzvos, but if he uproots part of another mitzvah, not the entire, in other words, he says, you only have to put a chves, you know, part of a mitzvah he uproots. Let's say he says, well, it'll be a case like that. You only have to eat half of his isa matzah. I don't know exactly what he said, but he only wanted to uproot part of a mitzvah. So in that case, it should say Tivreko, everybody gives Yavile Puntoye. You give him Malkus. You don't actually give him the Misa. Why is that? Mishum Losana Reyachoy Choker. Because of Losana Reyachoy Choker, he gets a lot. So there are gradations as to what he gets and how he gets it, etc., etc. Vanavi Shinistabe Mitchil. Now, a Navi who comes off the bat, he's never been a prophet before. We don't know anything about him. He has to give an ois or moifis. He has to give a sign or wonder that he's legit. Shoymilo, then we list him. If you love him, if not, ain't shoymilo. Okay? So, Shnei Nevim, Shnei Nabu Kachas. What if you have two prophets who say the same thing? Shnei Nevim, Shnei Nabu Kachas. There are two prophets who say, who prophesy at the same time or in the same place. Kachas literally means one city, but here it means like in one bundle. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yishma Tzorich Litin Osmofis. Rabbi Yitzchak one Machlo had a Machloka. Sorry, Chanan one says Tzorich Litin Osmofis. The fact that there are two of them doesn't make them any more credible. They have to give an oifis some oifis. But Choranim,
in order to get punished.
What? No, in order to be believed. Period. In order to be believed. The Chanamar, the other said amazing thing. He said, "Ainu tzarich liten chonamar, ainu tzarich liten osamayfes." It's like edus. If you have two of them, you believe them, even if they don't give an osamayfes. Contradicts the previous gemara where you said, "A chacham is zadik minavi." Okay, madamar. Well, now where they prove some? Mason madamar tzarich, the one who said you have to give an ois, asked according to the madamar. The man who answers the one who says you don't have to. Roxy then say, "But Yomer Chizkel Yisrael Maos." Chizkel said to Yisrael, "What's the sign?" And it's amazing, Mark, because Yisrael, of course, was a well-known navi by then. But Chizkel said to Yisrael, when Yisrael said, "You'll live. You're not going to die out of this sickness," so he said, "What's the sign? I'm going to live." So we see you require a sign. So Allah Chizkam of Kam, if two navim will come off the bat. Even by this Navi, Yishayel, you need a sign. Certainly you come to Navim, we don't know off the bat, they have to give a sign.
Except I think, wasn't Chizkel punished for that?
No. In fact, it says, Amalei says, Shani Tama, that's unique. Even Yishayel needs a sign, do us with Chiz HaMesim. You know, first he said Chizkel is going to die in Chamez. To say he's going to live, it's like Chiyas HaMesim. Who makes Chiyas HaMesim? That's a higher Madrega than anything else. Of course you require a sign for that. Believe that. He said in 3 days you'll be better. And that's like Hoshea's Devor, that in 3 days it's going to be Chiyas HaMesim, and that you need a sign. Okay, it's a very strange Gemara. Lamaisa, I don't understand the Shita which says you don't need Oysa Mavis just because they're two, but obviously it's something like Hedus. The Rambam says the opposite. The Yefei Mara brings down the Rambam. Rambam says the opposite. He says, if two Edim come to you, the Torah said you have to believe them as if they're prophets. So the Yefei Mara wants to say, which I don't think is true, that the opposite is true as well. If two Nevi'im come to you, you have to read them as if they're Edim. That's not true. Does one thing doesn't necessarily reflect the other. That's a strange Gemara. Anyway, getting down to Chuppah, which ties us into what we're learning in the morning now. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, lo sof tover l'chuppah. Nisuin is not just when she goes into a chuppah. El afilu bay sheyesh bo chuppah. Even if you have a big hall, you know, like a chasken hall, and the chuppah is in another room, the moment she enters the hall, she's already considered to be in a sua, vis-a-vis that the penalty for having relations with her downgrades from skila to chenek. Why is that? We'll see momentarily. It's a mind-boggling chiddush, right? It should the curve of name of is an expert from Baya to Cain. Cain of the Milsa has as follows. Trapped in there for the large hall, the kita in the small room, chiton chupa. And the kiton is the chuppah. Remember, chuppah Tagamar didn't mean the four poles and the canopy. It meant a room which was designated for the simcha of the chasen and kavah, right? So nichnasolach raklin, she already downgrades from the death penalty of skila to chenek. What does nisuin do? So nisuin does on the Rabbi Yochanan Yerusha. You get Yerusha at the time of the entering the hall. He already would inherit her if she died. Meshokish my love for Nedarea. Should I say the husband could already be made for Nedarea? Says Mar no. On Rabbi Zehavagav the Rabbi Shimon Lodesh my love for Nedarea. It's not true. Moedish ain't no made for Lachi because the chuppah. You can see she can't be made for Nedarea until she enters the chuppah. And this is a fascinating thing. The fascinating thing is that what the Chazal tries to say is that when she enters the Chasna Hall, before she enters the Chuppah, remember this is after Kiddushin, of course, not like Bezman HaZeh, where the Kiddushin occurs in the Chuppah, she's already Yotzer Mishusa Av. She's not yet Nichnasol Mishusa Ba, but she's already Yotzer Mishusa Av. She left her father's domain, and even though she hasn't yet entered her husband's domain. So at this point, she actually is downgraded in the death penalty. The husband can no longer, the father can no longer annul her vows. And he no longer inherits her. But the husband, even though he'll inherit her by default if she dropped dead now, but Lemaisa in terms of actual Afarsa Dorim, that won't kick in until actually after the actual chuppah. So fascinating in between stage. Right between leaving the husband Rishus and entering between leaving the father and entering the husband, there's this in between stage, right? The hall next to the chuppah. Okay? The pasuk is a proof to Reish Lakish that she left the father's Rishus. These nose base of Eom. When does she get skila? When she's licentious in her father's house. As opposed to where she was given over, even though she's not a real chuppah yet, when she's given over by the emissaries of the father. The emissary says, the husband, she doesn't get skila, she only gets chenek at that point. I think the Bavli learned that Moser Shluchay Av Shluchay Av in the Bavli and Kedusha, I think, says that is a chuppah. But obviously the Ushami holds it's not a chuppah, it's an interim stage between his rishus and his rishus. Okay? Now again, the final line is actually talking about Eidim Zaymim, Kayetze Ben Misreifa, He Vehem Misreifa, where males get Sreifa, where females get Sreifa, under other circumstances, other than Bas Kohen, so then she and her Eidim Zaymim get Sreifa. Where she would get skila, she and her Adam Zomim would get skila. Where she would get strangled, she and her Adam Zomim would get chenek. This case of Zoyim Bas Kohen Ubala is a unique case. It's the only case in the Torah where they're not going to get the punishment they plotted to give her, and that's because the Torah has special drushes, which tell us that we give them the punishment which in this case the boil would have gotten, not what she would have gotten. Okay, Hajla Masechet Masechet Sanhedrin. Not enough time now to do the CM tonight. 68 block left.